Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Denying the state of California's request to stop Trump from using the California National Guard to keep the peace and keep order during these protests.
Jake Tapper there reporting on, Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump sure seem to disagree on how to handle these riots in Los Angeles. And Newsom's telling Trump to mind his business and do his job, which seems like what Trump is telling Newsom as well. Who has legal authority here and responsibility, I might add, to stop these riots from ruining our American great cities? Let's talk to our friend Andy McCarthy, contributing editor at National Review, host of the McCarthy Report and a Fox News contributor. Andy McCarthy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Annie, nice to be with you.
I appreciate your time. I want to ask you just, you know, whose responsibility is it to keep Los Angeles safe? We've got a mayor, we've got a governor, we've got a president all involved. They all seem to have a little bit differing of opinions. Who's not doing their job and whose responsibility to get it safe?
Well, you know, it kind of springs from why you have the unrest. I mean, in theory, if the state lost control of its ability to police street safety, the federal government could come in. And in that scenario, usually the governor would ask the president to come in if the state is simply overwhelmed. Here, you have a unique situation in that the cause of all this is the enforcement of federal immigration law. And California has purported basically to be a sanctuary jurisdiction where they don't enforce the federal law. The courts have held for a century plus that immigration enforcement is a plenary responsibility of the federal government, which means the state can help the federal government enforce the law, but it can't impede the federal government. And if the unrest is caused by the fact that the state is essentially obstructing the federal government from enforcing the laws, then the president has unquestioned authority both to protect federal functions, that is, the execution of federal law. There's no doubt that immigration falls in that category, and also to protect federal personnel and federal facilities. So in this instance, there's no question. I wouldn't want to opine that there would be no circumstance under which a governor would not be in the right telling the president, to back off because the state had it handled. But here, the whole problem goes back to the state's interference with the execution of what is undoubtedly a federal responsibility.
Mm. Well, Andy, I live in the state of Illinois, so we have a provision in our state that says that local law enforcement is not to cooperate with ICE. If you arrest somebody and they have an immigration status that becomes known, you're not supposed to tip off ICE. I mean, it really does create kind of a hot box of tension in these locations where it almost seems as though the criminals can play off law enforcement with one another. There's a lot of dissatisfaction with law enforcement officials who feel like they're putting their lives on the line to do a job that at the end doesn't materialize in, you know, maybe a prosecution in some jurisdictions or actual jail time. These people get back out on the streets. It seems as though our system is set up to, we could prosecute criminals, but we don't end up keeping them in a place where they can't harm law-abiding citizens. Illinois, California certainly are two places where we've seen a lot of that. Is what's happening in Los Angeles a product of those political policies that have been put into place due to sanctuary state status?
Yeah, they are. The thing I always try to remind myself, Annie, because this isn't like, to me, this isn't intuitive. To me, it's common sense that you should want the laws enforced. And you would think that most people in the public want the laws enforced, since that's how we have, you know, rule of law, flourishing society, civil peace, and the like. But, you know, these politicians who put these sanctuary policies in, they didn't, like, spontaneously appear. They're elected. So in some instances, you know, we have to admit, those of us who want to see the laws enforced, that the people have voted for these guys who don't want to enforce the laws. Now, the fact that they have decided that they don't want to enforce the laws has terrible consequences. Well, it has terrible consequences no matter what. But, I mean, it's got awful consequences when you're talking about the enforcement of state law. So, for example, you have very high crime in Chicago. I'm just talking about, like, you know, ordinary crime.
Right.
You have it in L.A. You have it in New York. There's not much the feds can do if the states won't enforce state law, because most criminal law is state law. But when you're talking about things that the federal government has jurisdiction over, narcotics trafficking, illegal gun trafficking, immigration enforcement, the federal government does not need the state's permission to come in and enforce those laws. It gets to enforce them. And while the state, you know, these sanctuary policies, the state can't be commandeered to enforce federal law. Like, the feds can't make them enforce federal law, can't make them help them, but they're not allowed to obstruct. If they obstruct, that's a crime, just the same way as if anyone else obstructed the federal execution of immigration law, which is why, for example, this Democratic congresswoman in New Jersey, which LaMonica McGyver, has just been indicted in New Jersey for interfering with the enforcement of federal immigration law. Hmm. So, you know, if they want to turn their own laws into, parchment promises that don't actually get enforced, that's their business. But they can't interfere with the enforcement of federal law.
Hmm. Former Chief Assistant U.S. Attorney, contributing editor at National Review, and Fox News contributor Andy McCarthy with us right now. I think that the confusion that exists, I mean, I don't know, the legal system is so complicated to people who don't practice law. Most people try to live their whole lives never having to learn it. You don't ever want to have to learn all the vocabulary that goes along with trying to comb through all of this. But, you know, the president seemed, he said today at the White House, when he was taking questions, he said that, you know, what took place, I think he was referring to Minneapolis at the time. Back then, the waiting that he allowed to happen before taking action or sending in the National Guard or whatever it was, he said he wasn't going to do that this time. Do you feel as though the president's action in sending in the National Guard into Los Angeles was timely?
Yeah, I mean, all we have to do is look at the footage that we saw. We had things on fire. We had police being attacked. We had federal facilities being attacked. And I must say, you know, to hear Democrats complain about this is, to me, mind-boggling, since, you know, I again am not making apologies for the Capitol riot. I condemned it at the time. I thought it was it's atrocious. I feel like every time we mention it, I have to say that. But, you know, by comparison, that was a 3.5-hour riot that where such minimal damage was done to the facility that Congress was actually able to reconvene that night. And notwithstanding what the Democrats say again and again, no security forces lost their lives in that event. There were a number, there were about 140 who were seriously, or some of them were seriously injured, but there were 140 who were injured. And obviously, I have no tolerance for anyone who assaults a cop. I would, you know, I'd prosecute those people and throw the key away. But we're talking about, you know, when we're talking about that 3.5 hour riot, the Democrats called that an insurrection, and they had the Justice Department prosecute 1,600 people, including hundreds of people who would never ordinarily be prosecuted by the Justice Department because they were only involved in peaceful protest and only committed misdemeanors at most, which the Justice Department ordinarily doesn't prosecute. Compare that, and I think this is what Trump is getting at. The post-George Floyd riots went on for months in this country. They were lethal. There was stuff that was burnt down. There were buildings that were destroyed. There were people that were killed, including law enforcement people. So, you know, I think what makes ordinary Americans upset is the idea that we have a two-tiered justice system.
Yes.
And particularly when it comes to politically motivated violence, you are pursued with the wrath of God by this government, or it turns a blind eye to you, depending on, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, or depending on whether, you know, right-thinking, lefty opinion thinks the thing that you're agitated about is worthy or unworthy. And I don't think people want that. What people want is one set of rules for everybody and for the government to condemn all politically motivated violence, whether it's motivated by what's perceived to be a right-wing cause or a left-wing cause.
Yeah, right on point. Andy McCarthy with us right now. You and I have had many conversations about, you know, lawfare, what the Biden administration did against Donald Trump. You were very open and objective as to the different cases that were being brought against him, the ones that you thought had a little bit more merit and the ones that were obviously lawfare. I'm curious of your assessment of the Trump administration and the pursuits, the legal pursuits that they have taken. These riots are supposed to be a reaction to deportations of people who are here illegally. I feel as though the president's gone after criminals as of this point. But do you feel as though the Trump administration has played it pretty straight, has been objective in their legal pursuits, or do you feel as though there's any revenge lawfare taking place right now with the Trump administration?
Well, I think the overarching policy to revive the enforcement of the federal immigration laws is essential. So to the extent that they've made that paramount, I think they're right to do that. I think they've done a lot of things wrong in the way that they have gone about it. I think they're right to prioritize criminal aliens. They're not only right because from a national security perspective, that's the right thing to do. I think they also would want to be understood by the public as not doing what the opposition is claiming they're doing, which is like, you know, looking for the most sympathetic illegal aliens who aren't actually harassing anyone and for the most part are, you know, just going about trying to work and that sort of stuff. Not that they're illegally in the country, too. But, you know, you want to make a priority of the most important cases. And that way, if you handle that responsibly, I think you have more leeway to do more. Plus, I think the administration has to recognize that the resources that the federal government has to devote to immigration enforcement are finite. For example, we have 20 million illegal aliens in this country. Congress has provided 46,700 detention spaces. So, I mean, if you do the math, you couldn't conceivably get rid of every single illegal alien in the country if you wanted to. And I don't think people want to live in a country where you would do the things that you have to do in order to get rid of 20 million people. What you have to do is reverse their incentive to stay. So to me, if I were the Trump Justice Department, I'd be going after the criminal aliens as they've done. But I'd also be going after employers and businesses that hire illegal aliens, not going in and sweeping up, you know, people who are going to be sympathetic and the media is going to use as, you know, to try to portray the administration as evil or insane. Go after the people who are doing the hiring, because if those jobs dry up, then people are going to say, there's no economic future for me here. I should leave. And that's the way that you're eventually going to get the immigration population down to something manageable. One last thing I would say on this, Annie, is that, you know, for many years after 9/11, we became very terrorism oriented.
Yes.
And the danger for that with law enforcement is terrorism is a thing that has to be stopped, because one terrorist attack could be catastrophic and thousands of people could be killed. So you have to take the approach in law enforcement as, we can't allow this to happen. But with other kinds of crime, that's not the approach that we take in this country. You manage crime. You don't try to completely eradicate it. You don't have the resources to completely eradicate ordinary crime. And no one would want to live in a country where the government did the kind of things it would have to do to prosecute every single petty crime that gets committed. Illegal immigration should be a manageable criminal problem, not one that you have to completely eradicate. The problem here is that for 20 years, the government didn't enforce the laws.
Yes.
And as a result, we have, you know, a terrible problem, and Trump is trying to address it. But let's not forget that it's not terrorism. You know, you have to remember it's an ordinary law problem, and you want to manage it, but you don't want to look like you're, you know, you've lost touch with reality and you have to go after every single person.
Real quickly, before we let you go, as a constitutional expert that you are, I want to know your thoughts. There's a No Kings rally taking place across the country, which is it's indicating that they believe that Donald Trump thinks he's a king. Is there anything in your expertise of Donald Trump's second term here that makes you believe he's acting as though he's a king?
Well, you know, look, he has an approach to governance where he wants to exercise sweeping authority. I don't think he's trying to amass sweeping authority. I think to the contrary, he realizes he's only going to be president for 4 years, even though we have this tongue-in-cheek stuff about the third term, which I think he says only because it gets a rise out of his political
it's
opposition.
It's too easy.
But,
yeah.
I think what Trump realizes is he's a one-term president. One-term president's the second-term president. You got basically 2 years to get stuff done, and then we're on to like the 2028 sweepstakes, right? And he's got Congress is so divided that he can't get, you know, a lot of legislation through. We haven't even had the one major big beautiful thing go through yet, right? So the only way he's going to be able to make big policy changes that he wants to make, even temporarily, is to use whatever sweep of executive authority is available to him to do that. And most of that stuff in statutory law is triggered by emergencies. So he's tried to say, you know, he needs to impose tariffs because trade imbalances are an emergency. And he wants to say, we need to send all the Venezuelans back because there's an invasion, and I've invoked the Alien Enemies Act. You know, I think he's going to end up on the wrong end of those cases when they get to court, because, and he has lost a number of these cases, because those things are not, you know, whatever you think of them, they're not, you know, life and death emergencies that allow a president to come in and wield vast powers. So I think to that extent, I understand why people are criticizing him, but I think the reason the left calls him a king is they think it works. You know, they're trying to set up they're trying to set up their 2028, you know, they're trying to set up the 2026 midterms and the 2028 argument against whoever is going to be the nominee to say that, you know, the Republicans are authoritarians, and if you want democracy, you should vote for Democrats. That's, you know, I don't think people are going to be taken in by that. But what do I know? I'm not a, you know, I just work here.
Well, we know that you know quite a bit, a lot more about all of this legal stuff than we do, and we're always grateful for your time. Andy McCarthy, thank you for being with us here today. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much, Annie.
Take care. Bye-bye. You know, it's kind of funny to listen to him explain the no kings thing. Basically, what I hear him saying is, the president is trying to use the full breadth of his presidential authority. I just think that would make him super presidential, don't you? Not necessarily a king, but I guess if it works to get people out. Oh, and $200 a pop per day. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Ryan Wiggins.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back in studio with us. If it were up to you, would we have a military parade in D.C. to celebrate the military? It's supposed to happen this weekend. We need your votes on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll right now. We got 207 votes in. Why don't we have yours? Find Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, on YouTube. Pull up our live broadcast, and in the live chat of our live broadcast, you can vote in the poll and support the military parade, or say, nah, this is not for me. Leave a comment in the YouTube comments. We might read yours next. Don't go away.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.